Hallelujah. Peace, complete joy to all of you.
Hallelujah. 愿平安和喜乐与大家同在。
First of all, I praise and thank God I can be here to worship the true and living God with all of you.
首先我要感谢神，我可以和大家在这里敬拜又真又活的神。
I think these last 3 months, I see all of you more than I see the members in Pacifica Church.
我想在这过去的三个月，我见大家的机会多于我见太平洋教会的弟兄姐妹。
Because I was here for the NYTS.
因为我在这里参加青年神训班。
Then the spiritual convocation.
接着又有灵会。
And I'm here again.
那我现在又在这里了。
So, but I really praise and thank God I can be here.
但是我非常感谢神，我能来到这里。
This morning I would like to share with you Christ is preached in Samaria.
我今天早上想和大家分享基督在撒玛利亚地被传开。
Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 1.
请翻到《使徒行传》的第一章。
Verse 9 to verse 11.
第一节到第十一节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 9 to verse 11.
使徒行传第一章的第一第
verse 9.
第九节到十一节。
Now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Verse 10.
第十节。
And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. Verse 11.
第十一节。
Who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven.So we know that during this time, our Lord Jesus Christ is about to ascend into heaven.
在这里记载，耶稣基督将要升天。
But before he ascended to heaven, he told his disciples to wait in Jerusalem.
但是在耶稣基督还没升天之前，他跟他的门徒说，你们要在耶路撒冷等候。
That is to wait for the Holy Spirit.
那就是要等候圣灵的降临。
Because when the Holy Spirit come upon them, they will receive power.
因为当圣灵降临，他们就会得到能力。
And after they receive power, only then they can go out and preach to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
只有他们得着能力，他们就能去撒玛利亚、耶路撒冷，还有犹大全地去传福音。
And then in verse 9, say, after he's spoken these things.
第九节这里说，说了这话之后。
So why the disciple watched our Lord Jesus Christ?
为什么门徒看着主耶稣基督
？Then he was taken up into heaven.
他们看着他的时候，他就升上了天。
And during the time, the disciple just looked at our Lord Jesus Christ steadfastly.
他们定睛地看着他。
And then two men came in white apparel.
突然间有两个人穿着白衣。
And they said to them,
那这两个人就对他们说
，Say, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven?
加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢
？The same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven.
这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，他你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来
？So we know during the time our Lord Jesus Christ gave them a great commission.
所以我们知道这时候主耶稣基督给他门徒很大的使命。
That is to go and preach to the end of the earth.
就是要传福音一直到地极。
But why our Lord Jesus Christ was going up to heaven?
但是当主耶稣基督被升天的时候
，They would just stand and gaze into heaven.
门徒们只是站在那里定睛。
So that's why the two men in white apparel had to come and rebuke them.
所以那两个穿着白衣的人就必须要下来责罚他们。
Why? Because during that time, if our Lord Jesus Christ already gave them commission, they should go and prepare themselves.
因为那个时候主耶稣基督已经给他们使命，所以他们要出去传福音。
But instead, they just gaze up into heaven.
但是反而他们只是站在那里望着天。
And this way, they don't realize how important the commission that Lord Jesus Christ have given to them.
他们并不了解主耶稣给他们的使命是多么的重要。
And then the two men in white apparel say to them, "The same Jesus will come in the same manner."
那两个穿着白衣的人就对他们说：“主耶稣怎么去，他也要怎么来。”
So nowadays for us,
所以今天我们
are we standing gaze up into heaven?
我们是不是也站着望天呢
？Because the commission that Jesus gave to his disciple also he's given to us.
因为给门徒的使命也同样给了我们。
So in other words, what are we doing?
所以我们究竟在做什么
？Because according to Matthew chapter 24,
因为根据马太福音第二十四章
，say when this gospel is preached to all the world,
说这个福音将要传到地极。
Actually, right now, the gospel, right? For example, the gospel in the Bible preached all over the world already.
我们知道是我们现在福音已经传到世界遍地了。
But all this gospel is not the true gospel.
但是这个福音并不是真的福音。
That's why Christ has not returned back yet.
所以主耶稣基督还没有来。
Because when the Bible said in Matthew 24, this gospel, there's only one gospel that was spread throughout the whole world.
因为在马太福音24章那里所传的福音是只有唯一一个福音，这个福音会传遍遍地。
So when the true gospel of God,
而那就是神的真福音
be able to spread throughout the whole world.
会传到世界的每一个角落。
And then Jesus will come back again.
而主耶稣之后就会来。
So praise and thank God, the last spiritual convocation, we add new 12 members into the household of God.
感谢神，在我们最后一次的联会，我们增加了十二位新的弟兄姐妹。
But we cannot only be content in that number.
但是我们不能因为这个数字而感到满足。
Because if we over 300 members in Bowen Park Church,
因为在伯恩教会也只不过有300个信徒。
So 12 people out of 300, actually the percentage is very small.
所以12个跟三个比起来比率是非常小的。
But praise and thank God there were 12 people.
但是非常感谢神，我们增加了十二个信徒。
Why? Because preaching the gospel is not easy.
因为传福音是不简单的。
I remember in Sacramento Church.
我记得在撒迦缅度教会。
There's a true seeker been true seeking for 6 years.
有一个慕道者已经慕道了六年。
And this true seeker, he's proclaimed he's a he's a prophet.
那这个慕道者他自己称自己是先知。
And when he come to our church.
那他来到我们教会。
He believed everything concerning our basic doctrine.
他相信我们所有的基本教义。
Except for one thing.
除了一样。
And that one thing is speaking in tongues.
那就是讲灵言。
So because of this, he's not willing to be baptized.
也因为这样子他不愿意受洗。
But many brothers and sisters spoke to him.
很多弟兄姐妹都和他谈话。
And this true seeker know the basic beliefs actually more than our members.
那他了解基本教义，甚至比我们自己的信徒还要了解的深。
Because he loved to study the word of God.
因为他很喜欢读神的话语。
And every time there's a new minister go to Sacramento Church, they always have basic beliefs with him.
那不每一次只要有传道者到撒迦缅度去，都会和他讨论关于基本教义。
But he never wanted to be baptized.
但是他都不要洗礼。
And then one day when I was in Hawaii,
有一次我在夏威夷。
I received a phone call from one of the council members.
我从我接到了一通从撒迦缅度负责人的电话。
And they told me this true seeker wanted to be baptized.
他们和我说，这位慕道者他想要受洗。
And during that time, I was very excited.
那个时候我听了非常兴奋。
I was saying, finally, after 6 years.
我心里想说，终于六年之后，他终于想要受洗了。
But I was curious why he was getting baptized.
但是我很好奇，为什么他突然间想要受洗。
So I asked the council member, why is he want to be baptized?
所以我就问负责人说，为什么这个慕道者要受洗呢？
Then the council member told me that he went to the doctors and the doctor diagnosed him with cancer.
那慕道者就负责人就和我说，这个慕道者他去看了医生，医生跟他说他得了末期癌症。
So because of this, he wanted to be baptized.
也因为这样子，所以他要接受洗礼。
And I said, okay, when I return back from Hawaii, we can make a special, you know, a special baptism.
那我就和负责人说没有关系，那我回去的时候，我们就为他特别有一个洗礼。
So when I returned back from Hawaii, I went to Sacramento.
我从夏威夷回来之后，我去了撒迦缅度。
And I went to visit him in the hospital.
我到了医院去探望他。
And all of a sudden he changed his mind. He does not want to be baptized anymore.
突然间他又说他不想洗礼了。
And I asked him, why don't you want to be baptized?
我就问他说，你为什么又不想洗礼了呢？
And he said, he told me that the doctor says cancer is not lead unto death.
那他就跟我说，因为医生后来诊断说，其实他的癌症还不至于死。
So because of this, he wanted to wait.
所以因为这样子，他还想再等等看。
For me, I was completely in shock.
对我来说，我觉得实在太刺激了。
The reason he wanted to be baptized in our church because he know there's a true gospel in our church.
他之所以想要在我们教会洗礼，是因为他了解我们教会传的是真的福音。
But at the same time, he was so stubborn.
但是同时，他也非常的固执。
So during time, we continue to preach to him.
所以那个时候，我们就继续的跟他传福音。
Then we can see that, you know, this man, he was 6'4".
这个人有6'4", 这么高。
So the last time I saw him, he weighs only about 155 pounds.
但是我最后一次见到他，他只剩下155磅。
So this means he was all skin and bones.
他都只剩下皮包骨。
And we try to keep telling him.
那我一直不断地跟他说。
But and then he said, yeah, the doctor said my cancer is already reached the end stage.
他跟我说，医生说这个癌症已经到末期了。
Then he told us that he'd been praying to God.
但是他有向神祷告。
And God told him he would not die from his cancer.
那神跟他说，他不会因为这个癌症死。
So because of this, he does not want to be baptized.
也因为这样子，所以他不要再洗礼。
So the last time I went to visit him.
所以我最后一次去探望他。
And we talked to him.
我跟他讲话。
Because now he's not only a true seeker, but he's a very dear friend of us.
他不只是一位慕道者，他对我而言，他也是一位好朋友。
So when we spoke to him.
所以当我们和他说话的时候
，We say Ron.
我们跟他说 Ron.
You are 6'4".
你已经六尺四的一个人。
Look at you only weigh about 150 something pounds.
你看看你瘦的只剩下155磅。
And you're all skin and bones.
你剩下皮包骨而已。
So you must be baptized.
所以你一定要受洗。
And he keep telling us.
他不断的跟我们说。
God told me I will not die from cancer.
他说神跟我说我绝对不会因为这个癌症死掉。
So the time we kneel down and pray.
那个时候我们跪下来祷告。
And as we kneel down and pray.
就在我们跪下祷告的时候。
And as we pray.And then he started to speak in tongues.
我们祷告中间，他开始讲灵言。
And he stopped.
他突然间停下来。
He doesn't pray anymore.
他不要再祷告了。
Because he said this thing is very strange.
他说这个是很奇怪的事情。
And he doesn't want to believe.
他也不愿意相信。
So then what can we do?
这样子的话，我们又能再做什么呢？
Then the time I had to go to Hawaii again.
所以之后我又需要再回到夏威夷去。
Then only about 5 days later.
五天之后。
I received a phone call.
我从负责人那里在接到电话。
Dear friend Ron had passed away.
那就是我们亲爱的朋友 Ron 已经过世了。
So when I heard this, I was very sad.
我听到的时候很难过。
Why is it so difficult for us to win soul nowadays?
为什么现在要赢得灵魂是这么的困难？
Because first we must receive power from above.
因为首先我们必须要从上头领受力量。
Even receive power, sometimes people's hearts are so stubborn.
我们必须要领受力量，因为人的心有时候是很固执。
Not because they want to be stubborn,
不是因为他们想要固执
but because Satan works in their heart.
那是因为撒旦在他们心中工作。
So that's why when we go back to Acts chapter 1,
所以当我们回到使徒行传的第一章
yes, our Lord Jesus Christ gave them this great commission.
是的，主耶稣基督把这个大的使命交给了门徒。
But he just stays gazing up into heaven.
但是他们却站在那里望着天。
So our Lord Jesus Christ has revealed the truth to our church.
同样的，主耶稣基督今天把道理给我们。
Sit in church, do nothing. This means the gospel has not been preached.
如果我们只是坐在会堂里面什么都不做，那代表这个福音没有被传出去。
Because when our Lord Jesus Christ before he ascended to heaven,
因为主耶稣基督在升天之前
he gave us only one commission.
他只给我们一个使命
that is go out and preach the gospel throughout the whole world.
那就是要把福音传到世界的每一个角落。
So we the true church of God.
所以今天我们身为神的真教会
if we don't go out and preach the gospel,
如果我们不出去传福音。
Then who else is going to go and preach the gospel?
那我们还能期待谁会出去传福音呢？
Just like the disciples during that time.
就如同那当时的门徒。
So after the angel rebuked them,
当天使责备他们之后，
then there's 120 of them in upper room.
在上楼有120个人在那里。
And during time they prayed.
他们在那里祷告。
They received the Holy Spirit.
他们领受圣灵。
They received power from above.
他们领受从上头来的力量。
So Peter with the other 11 apostles.
所以彼得还有其他的十一个门徒
stood up and preached the gospel.
他们站起来传福音。
After his preaching,
他传福完福音之后
3,000 people were baptized.
3,000个人受洗。
But during that time, they only want to preach in Jerusalem and Judea.
但是那个时候，他们只想要在犹大全地还有耶路撒冷传福音。
But that's not the commission that Jesus Christ has given to them.
但是那不是主耶稣给他们的使命。
Then what happened?
之后发生什么事呢？今天到使徒行传的第八章。
The book of Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传的第八章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Acts chapter 8 verse 1.
使徒行传第八章的第一节。
Now Saul was consenting to his death, and at that time a great persecution arose against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the region of Judea, Samaria, except the apostle.
从这日起，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫，除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹大和撒玛利亚各处。
So we know that during this time, Stephen was stoned to death.
我们知道这个时候，斯提凡被石头打死。
And then the church would be persecuted.
而教会遭受逼迫。
And only then that they all went to scatter different places.
也因为这样子，他们分散在各处。
Because at that time they only want to stay in Jerusalem and preach.
因为那个之前，他们只想要留在耶路撒冷，在那边传福音。
But that was not the will of God.
但是那并不是神的旨意。
So that's why during this time God allowed the persecution to come upon the disciples.
所以这个时候，神允许逼迫临到。
Then because of this, the Bible said all of them scattered throughout the region of Judea, Samaria, except the apostle.
所以在这里圣经说，因为这样子，门徒分散在犹大和撒玛利亚各处。
So for us, we know we must go out and preach the gospel.
所以对我们而言，我们必须知道，我们也要出去传福音。
We don't need to be persecuted for us to go out and preach the gospel.
我们不需要遭受逼迫之后才了解这个道理。
But on the end days, this can happen.
但是到了末日的时候，这将会发生。
Because on the end days when everyone needs the true gospel.
因为在末日的时候，每一个人都需要真理。
And when we fill by the Spirit of God.
而当我们被神的灵所充满，
we will go out and preach the gospel throughout the whole world.
我们就会往世界的各处去传神的福音。
Just like the disciple during this time.
就如同那时候的门徒。
And then chapter 8 verse 4.
第八章的第四节
It said, therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word.
第四节，那些分散的人往各处去传道。
So after they were persecuted,
在他们受到逼迫之后
those who were being persecuted scattered everywhere to preach the gospel.
那些遭受逼迫的人，他们分散到各处去传道。
And then they describe a man by the name of Philip.
所以在接下来这里提到一个腓力。
And verse 5 said, Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them.
腓力下撒玛利亚城去传讲基督。
This statement is very simple and very true.
这一句话很简单，但是很真。
Philip, he's a man just like us.
腓力和我们一样，只是一个人。
Then he went down to Samaria.
他下到了撒玛利亚。
And what did he preach?
他传的是什么？
He just preached our Lord Jesus Christ.
他去传讲基督。
It's very simple.
这很简单。
So nowadays for us,
所以现今的我们
we always want to find a very fancy way to preach the gospel.
我们很想找很华丽的方法来传讲福音。
But it's not necessary.
但是那不是重要的。
If we're filled with the word of God,
如果我们被神的话所充满
if we're filled with the spirit of God,
如果我们被神的灵所充满
and all we need is to preach our Lord Jesus Christ, people will come to believe.
我们所唯一需要传讲的就是基督，人就会来信。
No, when I go to evangelize in Africa,
当我到非洲去传讲福音的时候
and I really love to evangelize there.
我很喜欢在那里传福音
Because when we go to the really deep jungle area,
因为当我们到了丛林去
people are very simple.
那里的人很简单
And 99.9% of the time, all we preach is a basic doctrine.
而几乎99%的机会，我们传讲的都是我们的基本教义
And after we preach,
我们传福音之后
Many people heard the word of God.
很多人听了神的话
They want to be baptized right away.
他们就想要马上受洗
Not quite often when we go to a new area.
很多时候当我们到了新的地方
Of course in Africa many people are Christians.
在非洲我们知道很多人都已经是基督徒
So when we go to a new area.
所以当我们到了新的地方
And then we invite all the whole village to come to listen to the word of God.
那我们邀请部落所有的人都来听神的话
And we never preach anything fancy.
我们从来不会讲一些非常华丽的事情。
We usually preach baptism and Holy Spirit.
我们传讲的就是洗礼还有圣灵。
So when the whole village come together, we would sit with them and preach the gospel to them.
所以当部落所有的人都聚集的时候，我们就会在那边和他们一起坐下，一起传福音。
And usually the first question we ask them.
那通常我们问他们的第一个问题。
We ask them, "Are you saved?"
我们问他说，你得救了吗？
And every one of them would scream and yell, "Yes, we are saved."
那每一个人都会喊着说，是的，我们已经得救了。
And they get very excited.
他们就非常兴奋。
So that time we preach our basic beliefs.
所以在那个时候，我们就传我们的基本教义。
And after 3-4 hours later,
在3-4个小时之后
，And we ask them, "Are you saved?"
我们又问他们说，你们得救了吗？
And they always put their head down and say, "No, we are not saved."
那所有的人都把头低低的就说，不，我们没有得救。
Even one time we're preaching the gospel.
甚至有一次我们在传福音的时候
They say to us, "What kind of Bible are you using?"
他们问我们说，你用的是什么圣经？
Because when we preach about baptism, we never heard such things before.
因为你所讲的 的洗礼我们从来也没有听过。
So from then on, every time we read, we let them read in their own dialects.
所以每一次之后，我们每一次读圣经的时候，我们都让他们用他们自己的土话来读圣经。
So we don't need to be fancy.
所以我们实在不用太过于华丽。
In Africa, we have thousands of members there.
在非洲，我们有超过1000多个信徒。
And when we preach simple English and very simple words from the Bible.
我们所讲的是很简单的英文，从圣经很简单的道理。
Just like Philip,
就如同腓力
he went down to Samaria.
他下到撒玛利亚
then he preached Christ to them.
他跟他们传讲基督
and look at in verse 6.
请看第六节
and the multitude with one accord heed the thing spoken by Philip.
第六节众人听见了又看见腓力所行的神经就同心合意地听从他的话
Very simple.
很简单
He spoke the word of God,
他讲神的话
and the people heard the word of God, they'd be able to listen to it.
众人听见了神的话也可以听下去
and then look, and they say hearing and seeing the miracle which he did.
而且这里第六节还说看见了腓力所行的神迹
It seems that Philip is very is not an ordinary man.
我们可以看到腓力不平凡
It seemed that he preached the word of God with such power.
可以看，觉得说他是大有能力了来传基督。
But actually, according to the Bible,
但是根据圣经
the Bible said the later temple would be to be more glorious than the former temple.
圣经说，往后的圣殿会比先前的圣殿来得更加的荣耀。
And what the disciple did back then, we'd be able to do even more.
而之前门徒所做的，我们可以做得更多。
But why nowadays seem that our preaching is not so powerful?
但是为什么现今我们的传道工作很像不是那么大有能力呢？
Maybe some will say we are too Chinese, right?
或许有一些人是说我们都是中国人。
Because men people who see come to our church, they see everybody have black hair, and that's it. They don't want to come to our church anymore.
我们会说，当慕道者来到我们教会，看所有人都是黑发黄皮肤的，他们就不会想来了。
So maybe our food is very different from all other, you know.The true seeker come to seek for the truth.
或者我们甚至又说，我们煮的食物跟慕道者想要的是很不一样的。
But of course, this is all reasonable.
当然，这些都是理由。
But it's not the main reason why we cannot win so many souls for Lord Jesus Christ.
但是绝对不是为什么我们不能为主耶稣赢得这么多灵魂的主因。
Just like I shared with you before in Hawaii.
就如同我和大家分享之前在夏威夷。
They all speak English.
他们全部都是讲英文。
They all eat the same food.
他们吃的都是一样的食物。
But through these 6 years I've been in Hawaii, how many people got baptized?
但是在我过去六年在夏威夷的时间，有多少人来受洗呢？
Very few people.
很少人。
Why is this?
为什么呢
Because we're not filled with the word of God, we're not filled with the spirit of God.
因为我们没有被神的话还有神的灵所充满。
So when we speak, there's no power in it at all.
所以当我们讲话的时候是没有能力的。
So that's why with Philip.
所以这里腓力
When he spoke the word of God, people heeded his word.
当腓力传讲神的话的时候人就同心合意地听他说。
Not only that, miracles and signs follow Philip also.
而且神迹奇事也跟随着腓力。
And look at in verse 7.
第七节。
Acts chapter 8 verse 7.
使徒行传第八章的第七节。
For unclean spirit crying with a loud voice came out of many who were possessed and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed.
第七节，因为有许多人被污鬼附着，那些鬼大声呼的就从他们身上出来，还有许多瘫痪的、瘸腿的都得医治。
You can see how simple this was.
我们可以看到这是多么的简单。
Philip went out to preach the gospel.
腓力出去传福音。
People listened to him.
那些人听他说。
People see miracles and signs.
那些众人看到神迹奇事。
And those who possessed by evil spirit came out of the people.
而那些被污鬼附着的人。
And many who were paralyzed and lame were healed.
而那些瘸腿的都得了医治。
It seems nowadays these kind of things is impossible to happen in our church.
我们会觉得现在这种事情在我们教会不可能发生。
But if you go to Africa,
但是如果你到了非洲
many miracles and signs, you know, almost every time we go there, there's so many miracles and signs.
甚至你几乎你每一次到那边去，你都可以看到神迹奇事。
But why nowadays in the United States?
但是为什么现今的美国
？It's so difficult for us to have this kind of miracles and signs.
要让我们看到神迹奇事是这么的困难。
For sure, the spirit inside of us is the same spirit inside our brothers and sisters in Africa.
我们可以确定的是，在我们里面的灵和非洲弟兄姐妹的圣灵是一样的。
But do we have the faith?
但是我们有信心吗？
Are we filled with the Spirit of God?
我们被神的灵所充满吗？
If we're not filled with the Spirit of God, this means there's no power inside of us.
如果我们没有被神的灵所充满，那代表我们里面是没有力量的。
That's why when Philip go down to Samaria.
所以当腓力下到了撒玛利亚，
the time he preached the gospel.
在那里去传讲福音，
it seems so easy for people to believe.
感觉人家来信是这么的容易。
The same thing when we go to Africa.
同样的，我们今天到非洲，
gospel,
当我们传讲福音，
people come to believe very easily.
众人是很容易就来相信的。
Why? Because when we go there,
为什么？因为当我们到那里，
the Spirit of God is with us.
因为神的灵和我们同在。
And many workers in Africa, their faith is very simple.
而在那边的工人，他们的信心是非常简单的。
If they see a true seeker sick.
如果他们看到一个慕道者生病，
they just pray for them.
他们简单的就为他们祷告，
and they will be healed.
而那些人就会得到医治。
This kind of faith that they have.
这就是他们的信心。
But for us in America,
对，但我们在美国的我们，
sometimes we even encourage one another not to speak in tongues.
很多时候我们甚至鼓励别的信徒都说不要讲灵言。
Why? Because we are too afraid.
为什么？因为我们害怕。
If people they might be too scared to come to a church and speak in tongues, then they go back home.
我们说，如果别人来听到我们讲灵言，他们就会害怕，他们就不会再来了。
If we don't have this kind of faith,
如果我们没有这样子的信心，
let the spirit inside of us,
那就是我们对我们里面的灵的信心，
that is so powerful,
相信说这是大有能力的。
Then how can we expect God to work with us?
那我们怎么能去期待神会与我们同工？
Since I came to know Jesus Christ,
自从我来到认识主耶稣基督之后，
I went to many other churches before.
当然，我之前去过许多其他的教会。
But only after I baptized in True Jesus Church.
但是唯一只有在真耶稣教会洗礼之后，
I truly see the power of God.
我真正看到神的大力、大能力。
I shared with you many times before.
我和大家之前分享过。
I experienced a lot of evil spirit.
我会体验到邪灵的工作。
For example, before I came to know Jesus.
比如说，在我还没有来信神之前，
there's always five evil spirit come to bother me.
有五个邪灵常常来打扰我。
Two would hold on to my feet.
那有两只就会抓着我的脚。
Two would hold on to my hands.
两个会抓着我的手。
And one would choke me.
那有一只就会掐着我。
For many years, I always experienced this.
那经过了许多年，我都不断的发生这样子的事情。
And I went to many other churches before.
我去过其他的许多教会。
But after coming to Jesus Church,
但是只有来到真耶稣教会。
Then the brothers and sisters told me, when you experience this kind of evil spirit, just say the name of Jesus Christ.
这里的弟兄姐妹就跟我说，当我下一次再遇到这样子的事，我就要奉主耶稣基督的名。
So sure enough, one night,
所以有一个晚上，
when I was sleeping,
我在睡觉的时候，
and the five evil spirits came again.
那五只鬼又来烦我。
And then the time, all I need to say in the name of Jesus Christ.
我那时候唯一需要说的就是奉主耶稣基督的名。
And then five evil spirits, they were gone.
那五个邪灵就不见了。
And they never came to bother me again.
他们从来也不再来打扰我。
Why? Because we truly had the power.Inside a church.
为什么？因为我们教会的确有那个能力。
And that power is not you and I.
那个能力不是来自你和我。
That power is through the Holy Spirit.
那个能力来自圣灵。
So if we're not filled with the Spirit of God,
所以如果我们没有被神灵所充满，
there's no way we can overcome Satan.
我们就没有办法战胜撒旦。
Just like Philip.
就如同腓力。
Look at in verse 9.
请看第九节。
Chapter 8, verse 9.
第八章的第九节。
But there was a certain man called Simon.Who previously practiced sorcery in the city and astonished the people of Samaria, claiming that he was someone great.
第九节，有一个人名叫西门，向来在那城里行邪术，妄自尊大，使撒玛利亚的百姓惊奇。
You know, when God is working,
如果神同工，
Satan also will work.
撒旦也是会工作的。
Just like here, it seems everything going will be smoothly.
就如同这里，感觉一切都非常的顺利。
Then all of a sudden they introduce this man. His name is Simon, the sorcerer.
但是在这里突然间介绍有一个人名叫西门，他是行邪术的。
And this time he astonished many people with witchcraft.
他的邪术使百姓惊奇。
That's why look at in verse 10.
所以看第十节。
To whom they all give heed.From the least to the greatest, say this man is a great power of God.
第十节，无论大小都听从他，说这人就是那称为神的大能者。
You can see nowadays many people in the world.
你可以看现今世界上许多人。
Actually, they are bewitched by Satan.
他们都是被撒旦所附着。
And they believe the words of Satan.
他们相信撒旦的话。
But if we go out and try to win soul for Lord Jesus Christ.
但是如果我们出去想要为主耶稣的引导灵魂。
If we don't have the power of God inside of us.
如果我们没有神的能力在我们身上。
Then there's no way we can overcome Satan.
我们就没有办法战胜撒旦。
So that's why look at since I came to Christ 12 years ago.
所以在我看过去十二年我来信的之后
In our directory we listed 2500 members
在我们的通讯录上面有2500个信徒
And 12 years later
十二年之后
There's also 2500 members listed in our directory
我们的通讯录上面仍然只有2500个信徒
So all these years we have not grown at all
就代表说在过去这几十年我们都没有成长
Yes, even though every year we baptize maybe over 100 new members
是的我们每一年新受洗的弟兄姐妹超过100多位
But every single year also about 100 of our members also have left the church
但是每一年也有超过100多个弟兄姐妹他们已经迷失了
So that's why when if we want to go out and preach the gospel
所以如果我们想要出去传神的福音
If we want to win soul for Lord Jesus Christ
我们要为主耶稣基督的引着灵魂
Look at Peter, the first sermon he spoke 3,000 people were baptized
你看彼得他传讲的第一个福音3000个人受洗
Then after that 5,000 people were baptized
之后又有5000个人受洗
Nowadays we should even do greater work than that
我们今天可以为神做更大的工
But we must cultivate ourselves.
但是我们必须要灵修。
We must realize the power inside of us is so powerful.
我们必须要了解在我们里面的能力是很有能力的。
Instead of being so afraid, no, when we invite these people in here, we invite that people, maybe we kneel down and pray, we do this, we do that, people will leave the church.If we always think like that, there's no way we can overcome the work of Satan.
如果我们常常只是想着我们邀请这个慕道者那个慕道者，我们如果做这个做那个，我们祷告他们就不会来了等等的，那我们永远就没有那个能力可以引着撒旦。
So we must change our mentality.
所以我们必须改变我们的观念。
We kneel down and pray.
我们要跪下祷告。
This prayer is full of power.
因为相信这个祷告是大有能力的。
You cut people's heart.
他们这个祷告是可以切人的心可以改变一个人来相信主耶稣基督但是如果我们没有这样子的信心我们要如何为主耶稣基督引着灵魂我记得我起初来认识教会的时候那个时候我非常喜欢传福音但是那时候我对圣经并不是很熟悉
So with my, I work up with maybe about 10 other co-workers
那我还有其他十个同工
So during lunchtime
在午餐的时候
I just stood up and preached the gospel to them
我就站起来向他们传福音
Because during time I knew I'm going to leave the company soon Right.
对不起，是我公司的同事。那因为那时候我快要离开公司了。
I had very simple faith.
我那时候的信心很简单。
Even though I did not know the Bible well at all.
虽然那时候我对圣经并不是很熟。
Every time during lunch.
但是每一次中餐的时候。
I would preach the gospel to them.
我就会向我的同事他们传福音。
And I remember during that time.
我记得那时候。
And sometime when I preach.
有时候我在传福音的时候。
Even though words coming out, but my tongue.I was speaking in tongue while I was preaching.
我记得我嘴巴是在讲福音，但是我的舌头却是在讲灵言。
But because during that time I did not think too much.
因为那个时候我没有想很多。
Because I just believe brothers and sisters tell me that the spirit inside of us is very powerful.
我只记得弟兄姐妹都跟我说，在我们里面的灵是很有能力的。
Then during that time I just know about baptism.
而那个时候我只知道关于洗礼的道理。
And every day I would share with them concerning baptism.
那所以每一天我和他们分享就是洗礼的道理。
I even taught them how to pray in tongue.
我甚至教他们要我甚至教他们说要怎么样求圣灵。
Then I was thinking back, why did I be able to do that?
那我想回想起来，我为什么那时候可以这么做呢？
Because I had a very simple faith.
因为我有很简单的信心。
Even the night I received the Holy Spirit.
就像我得圣灵的那个晚上。
I called my adopted mother.
我打电话给我的领养母亲。
And I said to her, Joyce, kneel down and repent. If you repent and pray for the Holy Spirit, you will receive it.
我跟我母亲说，你现在跪下祷告悔改，如果你这么做，你就会得着圣灵。
It was so simple.
我是这么的，那时候这么的单纯。
Everything is so complicated.
但是很多时候，现在看起来很多事情都很复杂。
Why? Because we do not know the power that's inside of us.
因为我们并不了解在我们里面的能力。
One time, you know, I worked as a therapist before.
我以前是一个心理辅导师。
And they referred me, school referred these little girls for me to see her.
那有一次学校推荐了一个小女孩来见我。
The reason they want her to see me because she wanted to kill herself.
那他们推荐她来见我是因为这个女孩想要自杀。
And they cannot find out the reason why she wanted to kill herself.
但是他们并不了解她想要自杀的理由。
But she keeps saying, my friend want me to kill myself to be with her.
但是她常常说我的朋友一直要我死所以可以跟她同在。
So what happened is this, what happened that every day she would have like a friend that no one else can see except for her.
就是那时候的情况就是她每一天有一个朋友跟她同在，但是这个朋友是别人看不见的。
Because this friend is like a ghost.
因为这个朋友就很像鬼一样。
This friend tried to tell this little girl, she wants this little girl to be with her forever.
那这一只鬼就会就跟这个小女孩说要叫她死所以可以永远的跟她在一起。
And the only way for her to be with her forever, she must kill herself.
那唯一可以让她和她的朋友永远在一起的方法就是自己要自杀。
So when I heard about this,
所以当我听到这个
so the first session she came to see me,
她来见我的第一堂
I just want to talk to the mother first.
我首先想要跟母亲先讲话。
So I asked my co-workers to look after the little girl in the waiting area.
那所以我就和我的同事说，你可不可以先帮我看着这个小女孩
？So I spoke to the mothers maybe 10-15 minutes.
我和她母亲谈了差10-15分钟的时间。
Then I was walking out to the waiting room.
那我正要向等候室走去。
And I saw the little girl.
我就看到了那个小女孩。
She was sitting on the chair waiting for me.
她坐在椅子上面等我。
So during the time when I was walking toward her.
就在我向她走去的时候。
Then she became so afraid.
她突然间很害怕。
And I asked her, "Is your turn to come in?" So her turn to come into for a session.
我就跟她说，现在是到你的时间了。
And she said no.
她跟我说不要。
Then the way she said no was very strange.
但是她说不要的方法很奇怪。
Then I asked her again, "Is your turn to come in?"
我又跟她说，现在是到你的时间要进来了。
And she's like no.
她跟我说不要。
Then.I said, if you don't want to come in, we can make a point for next week.
那我跟她说，如果你现在不想进来，那我们可以约下一次。
And when I said, she started to yell and scream, climbing up the wall.
那我一旦这样子跟她说，她就开始整个人开始尖叫起来，然后一直想要离开。
And yet I have no idea what happened.
但是那时候我并不了解为什么。
So I just walked back to my office.
我就回了我的办公室。
Then my coworker ran after me.
那我的同事就跟着我。
And he said to me,Why the little girl is so afraid of you?
那个同事就问我说，为什么那小女孩那么怕你？
And I asked him, what are you talking about?
我问她说，你为什么这么说？
Say why they were in the waiting room, looking after her.
她说，因为我在等候室，在那边看着她的时候。
My co-workers are all in their 40s and 50s.
那我所有的同事都已经40-50几岁了。
So what happened? Why they were talking to her?
所以他们在那边看着她，跟她讲话。
And she looked at them.
她那女孩就回看他们
evil eye,
用她很邪恶的眼睛回看他们
they were full of chill.
那我的同事说他们都全部的鸡皮疙瘩起来
so all them went back to their room and just closed their door.
所以每个人都回到了自己的办公室把门关起来
because they feel that this little girl has some kind of spirit inside of her.
因为他们感觉到这个女孩身上有很像某一种灵
so during that time the co-worker talking to me
那时候我同事跟我这么说
And he said to me,
他就对我说
Oh, the reason she's afraid of you because you believe in God.
他跟我说这小女孩之所以怕你的原因就是因为你相信神
And even I thought about that.
我想了一想
And I said, yeah, you are right.
我跟他说、
right?
你讲的是对的。
But back then I just newly come to know Jesus Christ.
因为那个时候我才来信不久。
But from that day on,
但是从那一天开始
I always realize inside of me,
我开始发现在我里面
there's a power of God.
有神的能力。
We should not be afraid of anything.
我们不应该害怕什么。
Just like when we walk to go to Africa.
就如同我们像去非洲走。
Especially in the Pandu district, which is there's so many different kinds of witchcraft there.
尤其在非洲的一些地区那边有很多的邪术。
When we walk on the street.
我们在街上走的
And those who have evil spirit,
那些有邪灵的人
they all scatter from us.
他们都会离开我们而去
Not because of us,
并不是因为我们
Because the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ inside of us.
而是因为在我们里面主耶稣基督的灵
So that's why we should not be afraid.
所以对我们而言我们不应该害怕
When we invite people to come to our church,
当我们邀请别人来教会
We should be full of faith.
我们要大有信心
Knowing when we kneel down and pray,
当知道我们当我们跪下祷告
God will move their heart.
神就会动他们的心
God will allow them to come to know him.
神会允许他们来相信他。
But if we don't have this kind of mentality,
但是如果我们没有这样子的观念,
there's no way we can allow Jesus to work with us.
我们就没有办法允许主耶稣与我们同工。
Look at Philip.
请看腓力。
So yes, all these people that were bewitched by Simon.
是的，这些人他们都被西门的邪术所惊奇。
But when Philip came to talk to them,
但是当腓力向这些人讲话
Look in verse 12.
请看十二节
But when they believed Philip as they preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized.
十二节即使他们信了腓力所传神国的福音和耶稣基督的名连男带女就受了洗
It seems so easy.
感觉很简单
But it was not easy.
但是其实是不简
单的 Because all these people came to believe that we witched by Simon during that time.
因为这些所有来信的人他们当时都是被西门所惊奇的
And they thought that Simon was someone great.
他们认为西门是很了不起的
But when they saw Philip,
但是当他们看到了腓力
They truly know that God works in Philip.
他们知道神是与腓力同工的
That's why they came to be baptized.
所以他们来受了洗
Why Philip has such great power?
为什么腓力大有能力
If we read chapter 8, verse 26,
如果看第八章第二十六节
Acts chapter 8, verse 26,
使徒行传第八章的二十六节
Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert. Can you read that?
第二十六节，有主的一个使者对腓力说，起来，向南走，从耶路撒冷下加萨的路上去，那路是旷野。
So for sure, Philip was filled with the word of God.
的确，腓力被神的灵所充满。
And was filled with the spirit of God.
他也被神的话所充满。
Because in verse 26, said, "Now the angel of the Lord spoke to Philip."
因为二十六节这里说，神的使者向腓力说话。
And look at in verse 29.
第二十九节。
Then the spirit said to Philip.
第二十九节这里说，圣灵对腓力说
And look at in verse 39.
第三十九节
Now when they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away so that the eunuch saw him no more.
第三十九节从水里上来主的灵把腓力提了去太监也不再见他了就欢欢喜喜地走路
It's amazing the kind of power that Philip manifests.
可以想象腓力所展现那个能力是多么的奇妙吗
You can see the angel spoke to him.
你可以看到神的使者向他说话
The spirit said to him.
神的灵向他说话
The spirit took him away.
神的灵把他提去
Because he was filled with the spirit of God.
因为他被神的灵所充满
So that's why when he spoke the word in Samaria.
所以当他在撒玛利亚所讲话
Many people came to believe in his word.
很多人都来听他讲
And many miracles and signs.
有许多的神迹奇事
and those who were paralyzed and lame they were healed
而那些瘫痪瘸的都能走了
and those who possessed by demons also went away from them
而那些巫鬼附着的人都离开了
so why nowadays we cannot do the same thing
为什么今天我们没有办法行同样的事
the spirit was in Philip also the same spirit inside of us
在腓力里面的灵和我们今天的灵是一样的
so now there's only one answer
只有一个答案
Because we're not filled with the Spirit of God.
因为我们没有被神的灵所充满
If we're filled with the Spirit of God, for sure, we'll do exactly the same as what Philip be able to do during that time.
我们如果被神的灵所充满我们今天一样能做腓力那时候所做的
But the amazing thing is,
但是奇妙的是,
that even though he was such a great evangelist,
虽然他是这么会传福音的人,
but during that time, people not be able to receive the Holy Spirit.
但是那些人却没有办法得着圣灵,
so that's why in verse 14,
所以在第十四节,
now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. Then verse 15,
15节,
who when they had come down, prayed for them, and they might receive the Holy Spirit. Verse 16,
第16节,
for as yet he had fallen upon none of them, they had only been baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus. So even though he's such a great evangelist,
虽然腓力这么的会传讲神的道理,
but people did not receive the Holy Spirit.
但是那些人并没有得着圣灵,
then they had to send Peter and John.
所以他们打发了彼得还有约翰到他那里去,
and then Peter and John went over there.
当彼得和约翰到了那里,
look at verse 17.
第17节,
then they laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit.
于是使徒按手在他们头上, 他们就受了圣灵。
Why God allowed this to happen?
为什么神允许这样子的事发生?
Can you imagine that Philip is such a great evangelist?
你有没有想到腓力如果是这么会传讲福音的?
That he laid hands on everyone, they also received the Holy Spirit.
他一按手这些人就得着圣灵。
Maybe he will become too proud.
他或许会太过于骄傲。
But instead, he did not have the gift of laying on hands to give the Holy Spirit.
但是他没有按手就能使人得圣灵的那样子的恩赐。
And why God allowed this to happen? For him to be humble.
为什么神容许这样子的事发生, 是为了要使腓力能谦卑。
So what does that mean for us?
这今天又对我们说是什么? 是的, 我们今天有神的话语。
Filled with the Spirit of God.
是的, 我们被神的灵所充满。
But we cannot do everything ourselves.
但是我们不是所有的事情都自己能来做。
We must need other brothers and sisters to help us out.
我们需要和其他的弟兄姐妹一起来帮忙。
So when we go to Africa,
同样我们到了非洲,
many of our workers, they are so eloquent.
在那边有许多的工人, 他们的, 口才都很好。
But when they speak so beautifully.
他们讲话的时候都非常的, 完美。
But nobody ever received the Holy Spirit.
但是有时候, 很多人都没有得着圣灵。
Only when the missionary go there, people receive the Holy Spirit.
只有当, 从外派去的传道人, 他们去的时候, 那些人才会得着圣灵。
So why God allowed this to happen?
为什么神容许这样子的事发生?
Because God did not want them to be proud.
因为神不要他们骄傲。
Yes, even though they speak so eloquently.
是的, 虽然他们很有口才,
but they still lack in something.
但是他们仍然缺乏一些什么。
So just like you and I.
就如同你和我。
Yes, even though maybe we are so gifted in many areas, but we also will lack in something.
或许我们在很多地方都很有恩赐, 但是我们还是缺少什么?
But we must realize this.
我们必须要了解,
that we cannot do everything ourselves.
我们没有办法所有的事情全部都自己做。
So sometimes we bring true seek come to the church.
有时候我们把慕道者带来教会。
And we go to the point saying, oh, this true seeker is my true seeker.
我们甚至到, 有一个地步说, 这个慕道者是我的慕道者。
So when the true seeker sit in the church, you sit next to him.
所以这个慕道者坐在教会, 你就坐在旁边。
When you go to lunch, you go and sit next to him.
他去午餐的时候, 你也坐在他旁边。
Everywhere the true seeker goes, just follow him everywhere.
那这个慕道者不管到哪里, 你就跟到他, 跟到哪里。
It's not a way of doing things.
这不是做事的方法。
Because when you have friends come to our church,
因为当我们有朋友来到教会,
we must look at brothers and sisters who have different gifts in different areas so they can talk to them.
我们要看看周围弟兄姐妹有哪一些恩赐, 使他们也可以和他说话。
Look at Philip.
你看菲利,
for sure he was a great evangelist.
的确他很会传讲神的福音。
Even his daughter became, you know, his daughter all prophetess.
甚至他的女儿都是, 可以预言的。
Because that was the family's gift.
因为那是他们家族神给他们的恩赐。
But God did not give him the gift of laying on hands.
但是神却没有给他按手的恩赐。
So you need to send Peter and John to go there.
所以必须要打发彼得和约翰往他那里去。
And then look at verse 18.
请看18节。
Verse 18.
第18节,
and when Simon saw that through the laying on the apostles' hand, the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money. Verse 19.
第19节,
saying, give me this power also, that anyone of whom I lay hands may receive the Holy Spirit. Verse 20.
21节,
but Peter said to him, your money perish with you because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. Verse 21.
22节,
you have neither part nor portion in this manner, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. Verse 22.
22节,
repent therefore of this, your wickedness, and pray to God, if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. We see that during this time, right?
我们看这个时候,
that Simon is a new believer.
西门他是一个新信的信徒。
So when he saw Peter and John lay hands on the people to receive the Holy Spirit.
他看见彼得和约翰按手在人头上，他们就得着圣灵。
So Simon thought he can buy this kind of power.
所以西门以为他可以用钱买着这种能力。
But when Simon said this, where was Philip?
但是当西门说这些话的时候，腓力在哪里呢？
Maybe Philip, because maybe Philip knows Simon more than Peter.
或许因为腓力认识西门，比彼得认识西门还要深。
Maybe Philip should have said something to him.
或许腓力应该要跟他说什么。
But instead, Peter was the one.
但是是彼得说的。And
look at the way Peter said to Simon.
你可以看看彼得对西门说的话。Did
he use nice words to say to him?
他是用好言好语跟他说吗？
I don't think so.
我不这么觉得。
Because nowadays, especially when we have true seekers come to our church,
很多时候现今我们有慕道者来到教会。
Of course, we need to be nice to our true seekers.
的确我们要对他们好。
But if they do something wrong,
但是如果他们做错事情,
we must have the heart to say something, the thing that they're doing that is wrong.
我们必须要有可以跟他们说你现在做的是错的事情。
But quite often we do not do this.
但是很多时候我们没有那么做。
Especially with the Caucasian true seekers.
特别是当我们有外国人来到教会。
No, sometimes we as a church we always think this, you know, we always hoping this great white hope, right?
很多时候我们都会有一些盼望。
Well, what am I talking about? That we always hope that one day a white person come to believe in our church, they be the one that preach the gospel to the whole world.
我们都会希望说有外国人还是白人来到我们教会信，而这个人就会把我们的福音带到世界的各地。
So because of this, we always treat them so fragile, right? Something is so fragile.
所以很多时候我们都有特别的待遇。
Then we don't tell them the truth.
我们不把真理告诉他们。
When they do something wrong, we don't tell them that they're doing something wrong.
当他做错事情，我们也不说。
If we do it like this, this is not love.
但是如果我们这么做，这不是爱。
I remember one time I went to a new Caucasian members. She just got baptized.
我记得有一次我到一个白人的家里去，那时候他才刚刚受洗。
So I went to do visitation at her house.
我到那边去做探访工作。
Well, she showed me around her house and everything.
那他就带我四处在他家里走走看看。
And I realized in her bedroom.
那我后来发现在他的房间。
She have a picture of Mary.
他房间挂着玛利亚的照片。
Then she has some beads, right? Some beads hanging from the picture.
那个照片旁边还挂了一些项链。
And at the time I was completely in shock.
那我那时候看到就很惊讶。
Because she had been baptized in our church for several months already.
我惊讶的是因为她已经在我们教会受洗好几个月了。
Then I said to her, Sister so-and-so, why do you have a picture of Mary inside your room?
我就问那个姐妹说，姐妹，你为什么房间挂着玛利亚的相片呢？
And why do you have these beads in, you know, hanging here?
那你为什么挂了一些这些珠珠，还有一些项链呢？
And she said to me, oh, because sometimes I kneel down and pray to her.
那他就跟我说，因为我有时候向这个相片跪下祷告。
Of course, when I heard this, I was completely in shock.
那我听到了，我就觉得很惊讶。
So I said to her,
我就对他说,
you cannot do this.
你不可以这么做。
But this picture and these beads all represent idols.
因为这个相片还有你挂的这些项链都是偶像。 你必须要除掉这些东西。
You cannot have this in your room and pray to it.
你不可以把这些东西挂在你房间还向他祷告。
And that time she got very upset.
那个时候她很生气。
Why was she upset?
她为什么生气?
Actually, she was not upset with me.
她其实生气的不是我。
She was upset with brothers and sisters.
她是向弟兄姐妹发脾气。
And she said to me,
她对我说,
no, all these years, brothers and sisters have been come to my house, they see what I'm doing, why they never told me this thing is wrong?
她跟我说，这么多年弟兄姐妹都来我家里，为什么从来没有个人跟我说这么做是不对的？
So all this time they allow me to sin against God, and I don't even know it.
那这些时候他们都容许我向得罪神，但是我自己却不知道。
But praise and thank God.
但是感谢神。
The same night,
那同一个晚上,
she took a whole bag of all different kind of idols and we burn and destroy it.
她拿了一个袋子，把所有这些相片、偶像的东西都放进袋子，然后摧毁。
So why we are so afraid sometimes to talk very forward to our new believers, our true seekers?
为什么有时候我们害怕很直接的把道理跟我们的慕道者还有我们新信的弟兄姐妹说？
Because sometimes we're not filled with God's Spirit.
因为我们没有被神的灵所充满。
Of course, we must do it with love.
当然我们要必须用爱心来做这些事情。
But look at Simon.
但是你看西门。
So when Simon did something wrong,
当西门做错事，
Peter was very clear.
彼得很清楚地说
He did not say, oh, poor you, you know, you make your new believers, okay, you make this mistake.
他没有说西门你才刚刚信你犯了这些错没有关系你很可怜。
What was the first thing came out of Peter's mouth?
彼得说的第一件事情是什么
Your money perish with you.
你的银子和你一同灭亡吧。
Actually, of course, we should not say things like that nowadays, right?
当然现在我们也不可以这样子对我们的弟兄姐妹还有
听道者说。But for sure, Peter was filled with the Spirit of God.
但是彼得他是被圣灵所充满的。
And God moved him to say such things.
神感动他说这样子的话。
I mean, look at what he said. Your money perish with you.
他说你的银子和你一同灭亡吧。
Then it says in verse 21,
21节
You have neither part nor portion in this matter.
你在这道上无份无关。
Then it says, for your heart is not right in the eyesight of God.
因为在神面前你的心不正。
Then it says, repent.
所以你当悔改。
Why? Repent of this wickedness.
你要为这个罪而悔改。
And say, your thought, right, are evil.
你的想法是邪恶的
and you are poisoned with bitterness.
而你是被你是带有毒的
Can you imagine this?
你可以想象吗
Saying something like this to a new believer.
你可以想象对一个新受洗的弟兄姐妹这样子说吗
But it worked.
但是这是有效的
Why? Because that was God's will.
因为那是神的旨意
How do we know it worked?
我们怎么知道有效呢
Because when Simon heard the word of Peter,
因为当西门听了彼得的话
And verse 24, then Simon answered and said, Pray to the Lord for me.
24节愿你们为我求主
This is very important.
这是很重要的
So nowadays, we can see many people get baptized in our church.
今天我们看到有许多人来我们教会受洗
But within 3 years, most of them are gone.Within 3 years, a lot of them are gone.
但是很多时候三年过后你一看很多人都不在了。
Especially Caucasians.
特别是白人。
There's many Caucasians baptized in our church.
有许多的白人来我们教会受洗。
But why a lot of them no longer in church?
但是为什么今天他们已经不在教会了
Because quite often we're not being truthful to them.
因为很多时候我们对他们并不坦白。
And we always try to make them something to be so precious.
那我们总是对他们有特别的待遇。
When we say one word, we say this, we say that, we are afraid we're going to offend them.
我们说这个说那个，怕的就是得罪他们。
So because of this, they never come mature in their faith.
所以因为这样子，他们的信仰总是没有办法成熟。
We should not be like this.
我们不应该这个样子。
Every true seeker, every member is the same.
每一个慕道者，每一个信徒都是一样的。
When they do something wrong,
当他们做错了事情
，With love, we encourage them.
用爱心我们来鼓励。
With love, we rebuke them.
用爱我们来责备。
As long as we do with love, no matter what, we are conscious always going to be clear.
不管我们做什么，只要是因为爱，我们的良心就不会责备我们。
For example, some English-speaking members.
就比如说，我们中间有只有讲英文的信徒。
If there's a Chinese-speaking minister come and speak this morning, for example.
如果说今天早上是一个讲中文的传道来到这里。
And they would say, "Oh, you know, because they're Chinese-speaking, the translation, I'm not going to come to church this morning."
那如果那些只会讲英文的说哦，因为早上的道理是用中文主要讲的，所以我今天早上不来教会。
I will come for the afternoon Bible, English Bible study.
那我下午来英文查经就好了。
So when they say this kind of thing,
如果他们这么说
，Are we going to say, oh, it's okay, okay, you can just stay home and you know wait until the afternoon?
我们要说哦，那这样子你就等到下午再来就好了吗
？We must rebuke them.
我们必须要责备他们。
Because their mind is not in the right, they're not in their right mind.
因为他们的想法是不正确的。
They come here to worship God, not men.
他们来这里是敬拜神，不是敬拜人的。
Even they sit here speaking Chinese throughout 50 minutes, you come here to worship God.
就算讲到的人全部只有讲中文，他们也是要来这里敬拜神。
You know my Cambodian parents.
我的柬埔寨的父母。
They understand very little English.
他们所听得懂的英文是很少的。
And for the last 3 years,
但是在过去的三年
every day during Sabbath,
每一天安息日
they're the
每一个礼拜的安息日
ready to go to Sabbath.
他们总是第一个准备好要去教会的
And my dad is 87 years old.
我的爸爸已经八十几岁了
And he sit almost the time at the front pew.
他总是坐在前面的座位
And listen to the sermon they have do not understand a word of it.
他听着他听不懂的道理
Why they be able to do this?
为什么他们能这么做
Because they had the right concept.
因为他们有正确的观念
They come here to be close to God.
他们来这里是为了要亲近神
Especially during spiritual convocation.
特别灵恩会的时候
Friday all day.
礼拜五全天
Saturday all day.
礼拜六全天
Sunday half a day.
礼拜天半天。
They sit there every minute listening to the word of God that they do not understand.
他们每一分钟都坐在那里听神的话，听他们听不懂的话。
Even now they move to Boston.
就是像现在他们搬回了波士顿。
They live more than 1 hour away.
他们离教会有一个小时多的路程。
They cannot drive anymore. They are old.
他们也不能开车。
But every Sabbath,
但是每一个星期六
they always find someone to bring them to church.
他们总是会找到人把他们带去教会。
Why is this?
为什么呢？
Because they know the God that they worship.
因为他们知道他们所敬拜的是谁。
But that's why we must not be afraid.
所以我们不应该害怕。
What's right is right, what's wrong is wrong.
对的是对的，错的就是错的。
Just like Simon.
就如同西门。
If we treat every new believer just like a little baby, then they're never going to grow.
如果我们把每一个新的信徒都当作小孩子来养，那永远他们就不会成长。
Of course, we must do it with love.
当然我们必须带有爱心。
If we don't do with love, of course, it's not going to come out the same.
如果我们不是带有爱心的，那结果会是不一样的。
So that's why, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
let us learn from Philip.
我们必须要从腓利学习。
Philip was filled with the Spirit of God.
腓利被神的灵所充满。
So that's why when he went down to Samaria,
所以当他下到撒玛利亚
he preached the gospel to them.
他传神的福音。
Even though a lot of these people were bewitched by Simon before,
虽然众人他们对西门的邪术被惊奇
but they listened to the word of Philip.
但是他们听了腓利的话。
Why? Because he spoke with power.
为什么？因为他是带有能力的来说话。他是带有信心的来说话。
And those who were paralyzed, those who were lame, they were healed.
而那些瘸腿的、瘫痪的，他们都得了医治。
And those possessed by evil spirits.
而那些被邪灵所附着的
the spirit came out of them.
那些邪灵而离开了众人。
Why?
为什么?
Because they are filled with the Spirit of God.
因为他们被神的灵所充满。
But even then, he was not able to give them, you know, to lay hands and give them the Holy Spirit.
但是就算如此，他也没有办法按手使众人得到圣灵。
A man who filled with the Spirit of God himself.
他自己本身是被神灵所充满的。
Cannot give other Holy Spirit.
不，没有办法把圣灵给别人。
So in other words, we have need to have this kind of mentality.
所以我们必须要有正确的观念。
It doesn't matter how gifted we are.
不在不今天不管我们有多少恩赐。
We always need co-workers.
我们必须需要有同工。
We always need other brothers and sisters to help us to evangelize.
我们需要弟兄姐妹来帮我们传讲神的福音。
But then when we have true sheep come to our church,
当有慕道者来到我们教会
it doesn't matter they are black, yellow, orange, whatever it is, we treat them the same.
不管他们今天的皮肤颜色是什么，我们对他们的待遇都是一样的。
That is to teach them the way of the Lord.
那就是要把神的道理教导给他们。
So do not treat them just like a little baby.
所以不要把他们带成婴孩。
Because they need to grow up.
因为他们必须要成长。
Just like three people.Who are Lord Jesus Christ resurrected?
就如同主耶稣复活的那三个人。
Yes, at first, when the first person resurrected, must give them something to eat.
他复活的第一个人要把食物给他。
And second, they learn how to speak.
第二个要教他讲话。
And then, when Lazarus resurrected, our Lord Jesus Christ told the disciple, "Let him go."
那第三个就是拉撒路复活的时候，主耶稣让他走。
Why? Because he's old enough already.
为什么？因为他已经够大了。对我们也是一样。
So.When it comes to the truth, we must be able to expound it to every brother and sister, including new believers.
当来到真理的时候，我们对所有的弟兄姐妹、新信的还有慕道者都是一样的。
No, sometimes when we have new believers, a true sheep say, "Oh, we don't need baptism to be saved."
有时候有慕道者或者有一些弟兄姐妹就会说，我们不需要洗礼才能得救。
We cannot just go ahead and say to us, "Oh."Yeah, maybe, you know, if they have some kind of relationship with God, they don't need to be baptized.
我们不能对自己说，哦，他们这样子说，或许他们跟神有特别的关系，他这么说是有他的道理的。
Actually, when they say such things, you must correct them right away.
如果有人这么说，你必须要纠正他们。
If we don't correct them right away, then actually, little by little, their mind, right, can go astray from what is the truth.
如果不纠正他们，那他们的观念就会越来越偏离真理。
And the reason I bring all these things up because it happened too many times in our church.
我之所以今天会提到这些事情，是因为在我们教会都发生过。
You know, when I first came to know Jesus Christ,
我起初来信的时候
Actually, when I do something wrong, brothers and sisters were not afraid to say that I'm wrong.
我有做错的时候，弟兄姐妹并不会害怕跟我说我做错了。
I remember one time,
我记得有一次
that I met one of the brothers.
我碰见一个弟兄
and I said to one of the sisters, I was like,Oh, this brother is so feminine, right?
那我对一个姐妹说，我碰到这个弟兄，我就对这个姐妹说，这个弟兄怎么这么的女性化
？And I say to her, maybe he's gay.、Right?
那我就说，或许他是同性恋吧。
Actually, this sister she does not talk too much.
那这个姐妹平时是不太多话的。
When I say that to her,
那我这么说的时候
，she rebuked me right away.
她马上就责备我。
So, don't have this kind of thinking.
他说你不可以有这样子的想法。
Because homosexuality is abomination to God.
因为同性恋在神的面前是可厌恶的。
So we cannot think of a person like this.
所以我们不可以看着一个人这样子想。
And really, I learned from her.
马上我就从他那边学习。
Even though it feels hurt a little bit.
虽然一开始我觉得有一点被伤害到。
But actually, I learned a lot from that.
但是我从那个也学习到很多。
And I remember one other time too.
我还记得有另外一次
My wife and I and also with another sister we went to a certain place
我和我太太还有另外一个姐妹我们到了一个地方
Of course this certain place we didn't realize you know, they're going to be like half naked women walking out and stuff like that
那我们到了那个地方我们并不知道在那里会有一些女人是不穿衣服的上半身不穿衣服走来走去
Then the sister the ministry said and said oh I have to leave now
那我们到那边那个姐妹一看到就说我必须要离开
And she said you guys shouldn't be here either
那他就跟我们说你们也不应该在这里
Of course, in the beginning it seems like, wow, why are you so harsh like this?
那刚开始的时候我会觉得你干嘛这么的严厉
But actually those kind of words really imprinted inside my heart.
但是那些话却深深地印在我的心里
Well, because our true church member, we have integrity.
因为我们真耶稣教会的信徒是应该要有尊严的
What's right is right.
是对的就是对的
What's wrong is wrong.
错的就是错的
And we're not afraid to say it.
我们不应该害怕去说
But we must say it with love.
但是我们必须带有爱的来说
We must change our mentality.
我们必须改变我们的观念。
Because the end of the world is coming soon.
因为末日即将来到。
We must go out and preach the gospel. We must go out and preach the gospel.
我们必须出去传讲神的福音。
But before then, we must change our mentality.
但是在那个之前，我们要改变我们的观念。
We have faith in what we have inside of us.
要有信心，要相信里面我们所拥有的灵。
Now let's rise up.
我们起立。
To sing hymn 282.
请唱诗282首。
282.
282首。
To the work, we are servants of God. Let us follow the path that our Master has trod. With the balm of His counsel, our strength to renew. Let us do with our might what our hands find to do. Toiling on. Let us hope, let us watch, and labor till the Master come. To the work, let the hungry be fed. To the fountain of life, let the weary be led. In the cross and its banner, our glory shall be. While we herald the tidings, salvation is free.Toiling on. Let us hope, let us watch, and labor till the Master comes.
Last verse. 最后一节。
To the work, in the strength of the Lord, and a robe and a crown shall our labor be worth.Of the faithful our drilling shall be, and we shall with the ransom salvation is free. Toiling on. Let us hope, let us watch, and labor till the Master.Thank God. Please be seated.
请坐。
Now we can kneel down and pray together.
我们现在一起同心跪下祷告。
We pray for tonight's Spanish Hosanna.
我们要为今天晚上西班牙文的何萨那来祷告。
We pray and hope that God will move the people who are supposed to belong to His household.
我们祷告求神能感动那些属于他家的人的心。
So they can come to believe also.
所以他们也可以来相信。
And to receive peace and joy that all of us have.
那也可以领受到我们所有人所领受到的平安和喜乐。
Now, kneel down, please kneel down, pray, pray
我们一起同心跪下祷告。
Together.